2 days of mourning are being held in Cameroon for over 200 people killed when a plane crashed in a residential area of Douala. The Boeing 737, operated by the Yaoundé-based company Flamingo Air, hit several homes and a coffee factory before bursting into flames. There were also casualties on the ground, but it is not yet known how many people died. An investigation is underway. Aviation safety expert Aboubakar Bakari says Africa is considered a very risky place to fly.
The majority of aircraft that are operating within the area are very old. Maintenance is not as frequent as one might expect, and the control of that maintenance by the national government is not as extensive as might be required.
The 35-nation board of the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency met yesterday to discuss Pakistan's controversial nuclear program. The president of the IAEO, Yukiya Amano, who made a rare visit to Islamabad 2 weeks ago, has announced he will be meeting senior Pakistani nuclear officials in the Austrian capital on Thursday. China has reportedly arrested a number of activists and placed others under increased surveillance to stop them from marking today's anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown. Searches on social media sites have also been restricted to try to prevent any reference to the 1989 pro-democracy protests. Leading EU officials are in Moscow for their first negotiations with Vladimir Putin since he returned to the Russian presidency earlier this month. The crisis in Syria will be high on the agenda, with the EU expected to urge Russia to put pressure on to end the bloodshed. Iraqi officials say at least 50 people were killed when a car bomb exploded near two government offices in Baghdad. More than 30 others were injured. Two men have been found guilty by a Danish court of planning a terrorist attack at the offices of the Jyllands-Postens newspaper in Copenhagen. The men wanted to kill a large number of people in revenge for the paper's publication of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in 2005. The two suspects, resident in Norway, were arrested just hours before the attack was to be launched. And Britain is kicking off a national day of Thanksgiving as part of Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee celebrations. Thousands of well-wishers are expected to line the streets for a parade to Buckingham Palace. A special service will be held in Westminster Abbey. Paul McCartney, Rod Stewart, and Elton John are among the artists participating in a concert in front of Buckingham Palace tonight. The weather. Widespread rain, especially in the south, but the west could see some sunny patches. Highs today from 15 in the south to 25 in the west.